101.7 FM, AM 920, KWAD, Central Minnesota's information station. It's a Monday, and that means we're talking with Dana Cannelberry. She's the executive director over at the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce. Dana, it is a busy weekend ahead for you. Good morning. How are you feeling?
Good morning, CJ. Can you hear me?
Yeah. How are you feeling today?
I'm hungry. I've been going since early this morning, but no, feeling really good. This is the week we've been waiting for about almost 6 months now we've been planning, so now we're excited.
It's a lot of fun, and yeah, a lot of stuff to look forward to. We're excited, Dana, and you know, getting ready for that June Jubilee. There's a talent show that's coming up this Friday, but there were some auditions, right?
Yeah. The talent show is actually Saturday.
Saturday. Okay.
You know, that's okay. That's okay. I'm having trouble keeping it all together, too. So, yeah, last Friday we had our Wadena Area's Got Talent auditions. We had 9 groups, acts, audition, which we were very, very happy with our first time doing this. So that was held at the VFW here in Wadena. And it was really neat because these 9 acts were truly from the Wadena area. Deer Creek, Henning, Eagle Bend, Hewitt, Sabika, and of course Wadena.
Awesome.
And we truly have talent. It was so fun. We had people that came to watch the auditions, so that really added some atmosphere, and they cheered and they clapped, and it was fun. And we had our judges. They were from Mad Hatters, and so they got to visit with each of the acts afterwards to kind of give them some advice. And of the 9 acts, 7 made it to the finals on Saturday, and that's at 8 p.m. in BN Park.
All right. Awesome. And everybody can come check it out and they can come see those acts, right?
Yeah. We are charging admission. It's $5 for adults, and then 13 and under are free. A portion of those proceeds are going to Mad Hatter's Community Theater. And we're excited about that. We also want to mention the first 50 people in the gate, they get this collector's item from Lundy Auto Sales. It's a hat, and so pretty cool. So come on out, and the winner will receive $1,000.
Wow.
And the runner-up $500. So very, very cool.
Awesome. A lot's on the line, a lot of local talent being showcased, which is really fun to see, Dana. You know, speaking of local talent, I hear that there's going to be a little special guest making his way to Wadena today.
Oh my goodness, CJ, I am so nervous. I think I'm just shaken. So, I gave Aaron a call on Friday just to kind of touch base on some details for the concert. And I said, you know, we're still trying to push tickets. And I said, is there any chance you could just make a video just saying, hey, Wadena, you know, get your tickets for the concert? And he's like, no problem, would love to. And he goes, well, you know what? He goes, why don't I just stop by the chamber on Monday from noon to 2 and, you know, just kind of hang out and visit with people and sell some tickets.
And you said, okay.
First I was in shock for about a minute, but I shouldn't be because this kid is such a great kid.
He's great.
Oh my goodness. So cannot wait to meet him in person. But anyway, check out our Facebook page, Wadena Area Chamber. And he made a video on Saturday on his way to Monaga for the Midsummer Country Fest. And it's so cool. He's just great.
It's great. And he's going to be there. And so what all is going to happen at the depot?
Yeah. So then just today at the depot from noon to 2, like I said, he's going to be there just to visit with people. We will have paper tickets for sale from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay.
And that's going to be Monday through Thursday this week. We've been hearing some people saying, you know, I don't have a computer or I don't, you know. So we've come up with a solution to that. But only Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Crystal will be there to sell tickets. And they're $10 each. And you just bring your cash or a check and make it out to Wadena Chamber and you'll be good to go.
All right. Awesome. And if you swing by, you can today you can meet Aaron Simmons, which is awesome.
It's
going to be really fun.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else going on, Dana, with the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce? I know it's a busy week with June Jubilee, but anything while we got you here that you want to let us know about?
Yeah. So one thing that I just want to shout it from the mountaintops, but we have over 70 sponsors
wow.
that have helped put the concert and June Jubilee, helped us with monetary donations, and we are just so, so grateful. We couldn't do it without that support. So we're going to post all those sponsors on our page here this week, and please, please, you know, thank them if you see them. What can I say about June Jubilee? The schedule is on our website, wadinachamber.com. There's going to be a Q code that you can, that'll be on the poster that you can just, you know, keep that schedule in on your phone. I don't know. There's just so much going on.
There's so much. And last week you explained it awesome in detail, all those activities.
Yeah.
So they can check that out at wadinaradio.com too and find last week's chamber chat. So
right.
there's a whole lot of stuff going on. Dana Candleberry of the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce. She's the executive director. She comes with us every Monday morning for the chamber chat. Dana, awesome to have you in studio again. And we look forward to seeing you this weekend for June Jubilee.
Thank you, CJ. I will note if anybody wants a poster when they come to the chamber today, they can just grab one so they have the schedule.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks, CJ.
All right. Perfect. There goes Dana. If you missed any part of this interview or, again, want to hear last week's interview where Dana goes over that itinerary in detail, you can head on over to our website, wadinaradio.com, and find the Wadena Area of Commerce Monday Morning Chamber Chats.